Welcome. This lesson walks you through a simple, stock device workflow to create a warm, tape-style reverb swell in Ableton Live 12. We'll capture a long, reverb tail, resample it, warp the audio for pitch and temporal instability, then add subtle saturation and noise so the swell sits like a textured glue under drum and bass breaks and transitions. What you'll build, a reusable return-to-resample workflow that captures a full wet reverb tail, a warped reverb audio clip, using Ableton's Warp Texture Mode with Grain and Flux for natural smear and warble. A light tape grid FX chain built from stock devices saturator, erosion, vinyl or redux, EQ and compression, automation and sidechain ideas to dock and shape the swell around kick and bass. Remember the method name, Canine Approach. Warp a reverb swell in Ableton Live 12 for warm tape style grit. That's the technique you'll implement. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Create the source and reverb send. Pick a source hit, a snare, pad chord, vocal hit, or synth stab from your drum and bass session. Create a return track. Put Ableton Reverb on that return. Set the return reverb to wet equals 100% and start with these values. Decay time, 4 to 8 seconds for success for hits. Longer for pad size, 50-80% diffusion. High, around 60-100% pre-delay. 0-20 ms high cut slash low cut. High pass the reverb below about 120 Hz and roll off extreme highs as needed. Send your source to that return at a level that gives a strong, audible tail. You want a full tail to capture. B. Resample the wet reverb tail to audio. Insert a new audio track and set its input to resampling, or select the specific return as the input. Arm the track and record while triggering the source so the entire reverb tail plays out. Record an extra 1-2 seconds beyond the tail. Stop, consolidate the recorded clip, and trim any silence up front. C. Prepare and reverse optional duplicate the consolidated clip to keep a dry copy. Optionally reverse one copy. Reversing before warping can produce interesting pitch drift textures when you reverse back later. This is optional for beginners. D. Warp the reverb tail. The core technique: double-click the audio clip, enable warp, and choose texture mode. Texture controls to try. Grain size, 300-600 ms for long tail smear, smaller for tighter flutter flux, 15-40% for gentle pitch slash phase instability. Use clip transpose of about plus or minus 0.5 to 2 semitones for subtle motion and a tune of plus or minus 5/30 to simulate tape drift. To stretch a section, create a warp marker where the tail begins and drag it to slightly stretch that portion. 10-30% stretch is a good starting point. For a flutter effect, cut the clip into 1-2 second regions and slightly detune alternate regions so the ear perceives slow pitch instability. E. Add warm tape style grit with stock devices. Use this recommended order. EQ 8. High pass around 120 Hz. Tame any muddy low mids around 200-500 Hz. Saturator, drive to 6 dB. Try soft clip or analog clip shapes. Set dry slash wet between 60-100% for warm harmonic content. Erosion, a little noise or amp type, around 5-15% to add subtle grain or hiss. Vinyl or redux, vinyl wear 5-15% with low dust, or redux with slight bit slash sample reduction. Keep it subtle so it adds character without sounding broken. Blue compressor, mild compression, 3-6 dB of gain reduction to glue the chain. Utility, trim gain and set stereo width. Consider narrowing slightly if it clashes with bass. F. Blend and mix. Lower the swell track so it supports rather than overtakes the mix. Use sidechain compression keyed by the kick to duck the swell quick enough to avoid masking transient energy. A fast attack and release works well. Automate track volume or clip gain to build swell envelopes. S-curves with 100-300 ms rise time sound natural. G. Quick variations and final polish. Duplicate and pitch one copy up an octave and low pass it for shimmer. Reverse a warped clip for reverse leading swells. Freeze and flatten when satisfied to save CPU and commit the sound for further editing. Common mistakes to avoid: too much saturation or redux. Keep distortion subtle or the swell becomes noisy. Not trimming the recorded tail. Early silence or extra reflections create clicks when warping. Using beats or complex for long ambient tails. Texture is usually superior for grainy warble. Leaving low frequencies unchecked. High pass the swell to protect kick slash bass. Overdoing flux or grain size extreme sayings make the swell incoherent. Pro tips: resample at the highest internal quality and preserve headroom. Lower it later if needed. Use parallel chains, a clean long swell and a gritty warped swell. Blend for clarity plus texture. Automate small detune changes over time to simulate realistic tape flutter. Freeze and flatten warp tracks if you need to chop segments without rewarping. If phase issues appear, try nudging clip start by a few ms or make lows mono while keeping highs stereo. Map macros for grain size, flux, saturator drive, and vinyl wear for quick morphing and preset saving. Mini practice exercise. Apply the canine approach to a snare, create a return reverb with TK5S, diffusion 80%, high pass at 120 Hz, wet equals 100%. Send snare to the return and record the tail via resampling into a new audio track. Consolidate, enable warp right arrow texture, set grain size tilde 450 ms and flux tilde 25%. Transpose the clip by -1 semitone and detune by -12 cents. Add EQ AHP 120 Hz, saturator drive 3 dB, soft clip, erosion noise 8%, vinyl wear 10%. Automate a 2-second swell that peaks under a breakdown and use light sidechain to duck on kick hits. Compare before and after, then tweak saturator and flux until the swell feels warm and slightly unstable without harsh noise. Recap this lesson, show the canine approach. Warp a reverb swell in Ableton Live 12 for warm tape style grit. Key steps: send to a long reverb return with wet equals 100%, resample the full tail, use clip warp texture with grain size and flux plus subtle transpose and detune for warble, then add subtle saturator, erosion and vinyl or redux for tape grit. High pass the swell to protect the low end, and use automation or sidechain to place the swell properly in a drum and bass mix. Final mindset: think of the swell as texture, not a lead. Small, deliberate adjustments usually work better than extreme ones. Practice the loop. Send right arrow resample, right arrow warp texture, right arrow detune slash transposition, right arrow gentle tape grit, right arrow HPF and ducking. Save your chains and presets so you can reuse this workflow across projects. That's it, now open your session and try the canine approach yourself.